It's Nick Forbes, leader of Newcastle City Council.
Right, Nick. If you can just talk us through what's been passed tonight, please.
Tonight, the City Council has voted on a three-year budget for Newcastle. There have been some really difficult choices, but we've still managed to freeze council tax. We're cutting the salaries of councillors, we've cut the salary of the chief executive, and we're reducing overheads by cutting the number of council officers. But no mistake, these are very difficult times based on the very unfair financial settlement that we've had from government, and we need to continue to lobby for a fairer settlement from the government because more services are still at risk in the future.
And I think fair to say a very heated debate tonight, not only amongst councillors but from the public as well.
Well, clearly people are very angry, and absolutely rightly, because the level of cuts that we face are far higher here in Newcastle than they are in other parts of the country. We're bearing the burden of the government's unfair austerity measures, and as a result, many public services are at risk. We're doing what we can to try to mitigate against those cuts. We've had lots of creative proposals, but no mistake about it, when the government cuts our funding by the level that they have, we have no alternative but to cut some of the services that we provide.
And how do you face the likes of that lady in the public gallery who says, "Shame on you, think of my children"?
Well, what I would say is we've worked very hard to protect particularly the facilities at Cheviotview and Castledean, which are respite care services for people with learning disabilities. And we've worked very hard with the families affected there to protect those services. So inevitably, people are angry, people are upset, but we think that this budget represents the fairest choices in very difficult times for the council.